Mugabe, who sees a bright future in the digital world, in Matuzio's new law firm, and in Richard Temple, ready to own his family home. Every first step counts. We believe in James Monga's growing agro dealership, in our homegrown businesses, big and small. In transportation, in construction, in mining, in manufacturing, in the energy sector. Every account, every transaction, every loan, every digital service. It's the strength of every Zambian who strives to keep growing. Zambic Bank, let's keep growing.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Up next is EMA News Time, now 13 hours.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
The back-to-school season is upon us. We know it can be stressful. That's why Absa Bank and Bookworld are teaming up to lighten up the load. Start the new term with a win. Spend 250 kwacha or more on an Absa POS with any credit card, debit card, or mobile money wallet, and spin to win essential school supplies. From books to stationery to backpacks or calculators, Bookworld has got it all. And the best part? At the lowest prices. So visit your nearest Bookworld store countrywide. Bookworld, where education is our priority. Terms and conditions apply. Absa, your story matters.
In 2025, grade 7 and 9 exam results show improved performance with 71% and 72% pass rate, respectively. Zika urges government to diversify economy and reduce over-reliance on debt. In global news, massive Russian attack causes power cuts across Ukraine, says energy firm with 2 killed. A very good afternoon to you and welcome to the Phoenix FM main news at 13 hours. My name is Constance Mwezi Namwinga. The details. The Ministry of Education has released the 2025 primary school leaving examination and junior secondary school leaving examination results, with 71.36% of grade 7 candidates passing and 72.25% of grade 9 candidates obtaining certificates, reflecting improved performance. Announcing the results in Lusaka today, Education Minister Douglas Yakalima said a total of 587,471 candidates registered for the 2025 primary school leaving examination, representing an 8.17% increase from 2024. Mr. Siakalima says out of these, 538,824 candidates sat for the exam, while 48,647 were absent, a reduction from 9.44% the previous year. He says at grade 7 level, 384,592 candidates passed the exam, with girls accounting for 52.36% of those who passed, while 154,373 candidates failed and will not proceed to Form 1. At grade 9 level, Mr. Siakalima has disclosed that 303,674 candidates entered the exam, a 6.59% reduction from 2024, while 285,634 sitting for it. The minister says performance improved significantly, with 206,357 candidates obtaining certificates, while 72,321 obtained statements and 6,956 failed. Mr. Siakalima attributes the improvement to the abolition of automatic progression and strengthened learner competencies.
The 2025 retained progression rate is 72.2%, an improvement from the 55.89% recorded in 20. 2024.
So that is a big leap from 55% to 72%. I return now to examination malpractice. I'm glad to inform the nation that for another year running, no leakage of examination material was recorded for both examinations in 2025.
And Mr. Siakalima has confirmed that no exam paper leakages were recorded in 2025 and that no cases of malpractice were reported during the primary school leaving exam. He, however, disclosed that during the junior secondary exam, 92 individual candidates and one examination center were reported for suspected malpractice, and their results have been withheld pending investigations by the Examination Council of Zambia. The Zambia Institute of Chartered Accountants, ZICA, has urged government to focus on economic diversification and reduce the country's over-reliance on debt. Speaking during the fourth quarter media briefing in Lusaka today, ZICA President Ian Demwenye warned that the 2026 annual borrowing plan risks undermining macroeconomic stabilization by countering the Bank of Zambia's contractionary monetary stance. Ms. Mwenye noted that the 2026 budget's 253.09 billion kwacha expenditure against 218.60 billion kwacha revenue creates a 34.49 billion kwacha fiscal gap to be financed by 21.62 billion kwacha domestic borrowing and 12.87 billion kwacha external financing, part of which prioritizes settling fuel arrears and funding social safety nets amid a severe drought. She is concerned that this will crowd out private sector credit, push up interest rates, and constrain private investment at a time when recovery depends on private sector-led growth. Ms. Mwenye added that prudent use of resources is essential to preserve economic sustainability and that the economy is likely to record growth in 2026 if fiscal discipline is maintained.
While the borrowing is earmarked for strategically important and socially necessary purposes, specifically settling costly fuel arrears and financing critical social safety nets amid a severe drought, this physical expansion places the Treasury on a conflicting path with the Bank of Zambia's aggressive monetary tightening, threatening to fuel inflationary pressures and undermine the central bank's efforts to steer inflation back to its targeted band. This policy divergence risks the anchoring inflation expectations and undermines the credibility of the government's fiscal targets.
The Ministry of Small and Medium Enterprises Development has announced the cancellation of all pending applications for empowerment loans under the Citizens Economic Empowerment Commission, CEEC, from the time the UPND formed government to date. Addressing the media in Lusaka this morning, Small and Medium Enterprises Development Minister Elias Mwanga explained that the cancellation follows the ministry's resolve to ensure fairness, transparency and effectiveness in loan applications and beneficiary selections going forward. Mr. Mwanga revealed 24 CEEC loan products for 2026, among them loan product for women only, known as Azimai Loan and Reloaded Marketeer Booster Loan using cooperative model. He said Parliament recently approved an unprecedented allocation of 515 million kwacha to CEEC for the 2026 budget, representing a 31% positive boost of support to targeted citizens, cooperatives, and micro, small, and medium enterprises, compared to the 392 million kwacha allocated and fully released by Treasury in the year 2025. Mr. Mwanga said the call for applications will commence on 29th December 2025 and close on 13th February 2026.
I wish to inform the nation that to ensure fairness, transparency and effectiveness with the newly introduced 2026 Economic Empowerment Program, my ministry through the Economic Empowerment Commission, we've cancelled pending application up to 2025 December.
Meanwhile, CEEC Director General Dr. Charles Mungule disclosed that 1.5 billion kwacha has been allocated